Here, you are in a pretty district with many facets. From seamen's houses to public figures' holiday homes, you will find the architecture very varied. Situated in the south of the borough, next to the sea, the district of Saletz became a popular place for holiday homes from the beginning of the 20th century onwards, thanks to the area's microclimate. The area stretches from the Boulevard de la Liberté to the sea and includes the Port de Saletz. But where does the name Saletz come from? Its origins are almost certainly in the old Occitan word sala, meaning a spacious room, an unfortified lordly residence or a house, and derivations include salel, salets, and slies. We can therefore assume that there was an important residence here, but its exact location has never really been found. This district has always been considered the other principal part of the town, as opposed to the town centre. Indeed, it is hard to imagine today, but between the two great wars, the people who lived in Les Salettes were nicknamed Les Rascas, scorpion fish, after the local catch, and those who lived in the town centre, Les Coucourdes, referring to that plant that resembles a marrow. But that is not all. This intense rivalry even meant that each part of town had their own band and their own flag. Today, a peaceful atmosphere reigns in this district, and you can discover superb villas that have escaped wartime damage, such as the 1920s to 30s villa built by the architect Nicole and the builders Scarpini and Cesino. Near Beau Rivage, you can see four villas designed by the architect Leon David, of which one, Betizou, dates from 1930 and was built by Salone. Unfortunately, because of its proximity to Toulon, the area was severely damaged during the war. It was rebuilt after the war around the port.
The seafront and the port are always very lively. They offer a picturesque sight with a little pointu, with their bright and shimmering colors, which make their owners very proud. It is true that these traditional little boats give the port its charm and have endeared themselves to the inhabitants. You can also see the professional fishermen who to this day are still mending their nets. You'll see plenty of yachts in this tranquil port, whose masts sometimes clang together almost musically when the Mistral wind blows. Archaeological digs bear witness to the fact that this area has been inhabited since ancient times. The cove has long been a popular site to drop anchor and shelter from the Mistral wind, but not from the southwest winds. It was necessary to pay particular attention to the swell, which is why a long jetty was built in the 20th century. Little by little, this port became a marina with moorings for about 400 boats. Some of these berths are reserved for people passing through, and large boats are not allowed to moor here. Try and get up very early to shop at the fish stalls. Octopus, sea urchins, bream, mullet, and scorpion fish. You will find everything you need to make a great bouillabaisse and the perfect fish that catches your eye. Do not miss the celebrations for the patron saint Saint-Louis that take place at Salette every year during August. Here are many other events such as sardine grilling or a race for floating objects.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company Audiovisit.